Bahrain's Center for Human Rights says it is deeply concerned about opposition activists being criminalized by the government for practicing their rights. The government crackdown comes as Bahrain prepares for general elections on October 23rd. The Human Rights Center has called on Manama to abide by its international commitments and respect all forms of freedom of expression. It has also urged the Bahraini government to put an end to the mental and physical torture against detainees. Manama has arrested hundreds of people in recent months and charged more than 20 opposition leaders with plotting to topple the government. Manama claims those arrested are terrorists, but the detainees say they just want peace, they just want justice and equity.
This will be the third general election since Bahrain's parliament was reinstated by a new constitution in 2002. Manama has cracked down on the opposition in the lead-up. Many opposition figures and activists have been arrested for what the government claims is attempting to form a terror network. Bahrain's ruling royal family has drawn a salvo of criticism over the treatment meted out to the opposition. Amnesty International has slammed Manama's actions as a suppression of the freedom of speech. Amnesty has also accused the authorities in Manama of intensifying a clampdown on Shia Muslims in the run-up to October 23rd's elections. It has urged Bahrain's government to reconsider its actions. Human rights groups and activists have also criticized Bahrain. They've accused the government of torturing and harassing the political opposition. They've called for an international committee to form and look into alleged torture of Bahraini opposition leaders.